Do you want to know one simple way of improving your heart health today?
Well, did you know that if you are overweight, it increases significantly your risk of heart attack and stroke?
Big time. All of the studies show and all of the historical human history shows that when we get stressed, we gather weight. And when we gather weight, it affects our heart health. Our adiposity is one of the direct causal effects, not just an associated effect, but a direct causal effect with heart disease, heart attack, stroke, all those sorts of like longer term acute and chronic heart health factors. So the best thing you can do to look after your heart health right now is start looking after your metabolism. What is your metabolism? Your metabolism is the machinery inside your body that is using the food that you put in your mouth, that you turn into electrochemical energy to run your body on a daily basis. That is running your organs, your muscles, all of the things, all the functions. And so our metabolism, when we get into both a chronic state of stress or when we get into a state of low energy output, our body starts to wind down our metabolism. It uses amazing hormones like leptin and ghrelin and all these little things to tweak at the fringes. But when it senses chronic stress, it senses there will be a nuclear winter in the future. And so it goes, oh, I must hoard these nutrients. I must keep this weight on because I'm not sure if I'm going to have food in the future to look after myself. The unfortunate thing is, in the modern world, we are chronically overfed. We're not underfed at all. And so the thing, what we want to do is tell our metabolism, okay, it's time to get moving. And the way you do that are with thermogenic herbs and other thermoregulating nutrients. So thermogenic herbs include things like green tea, green coffee, or regular coffee if you're not too from the adrenal glands, and we'll talk about adrenals and stress in a second. Ginger is a great one. Like the cayenne is another fantastic one. Cayenne is probably my most loved of all the thermogenic activating herbs because it's also, guess what, a cardioprotective. So if you're stressed, look after the stress and look after the stress with nutrients as well. Make sure you're looking at adaptogens like ashwagandha, like rhodiola, like Siberian ginseng, reishi, holy basil. These are all herbs that help to modulate your stress response, thereby giving your body, reducing the signal to your body to store excess weight and therefore cause heart attacks, strokes and heart disease in the long term. There are other things you can do to reduce your stress too, right, Lid?
Yes, it's true. So obviously diet and all those things that Finn mentioned are really important. But like he said, if we are chronically stressed, we just hoard that weight. And so what we really need to do is look at our stress levels. And one of the common misconceptions, I think, around dealing with stress in general is that people tend to do that thing where they go, like, I'm really stressed all day long. I'll wait till the end of the day and then I'll go to a yoga class, or I'll wait till the end of the day and then I'll relax in front of the TV. But actually, that's not how it works. We really need to think of it as there's some kind of a maximum level at which problems start to happen, and we need to try and inhibit the stress from getting to that level in the first place. So it's about little regular inputs during the day that reduce your stress levels. And so when I'm talking to clients, I'm usually trying to find a breath work that they like, a simple breath work exercise like the 4-4-4 breath, like a box breath or a 4-6 breath, that they can do. They just set a timer on your phone, and every 3 hours, you take 5 minutes of breathing, or even 2 minutes of breathing, just to bring yourself out of that fight or flight state, that stress response state, and back into that parasympathetic nervous system so everything calms back down. Usually having some kind of somatic movement break is a really good idea too, because we tend to get very in our head when we're at work, especially now all the people are working on Zoom and everyone's kind of like at these little screens and everything's and really immediate. So if we can take ourselves out of that and move, that's a really good idea.
What does somatic movement mean?
Somatic movement kind of means, and I'm not going to go into a really big lengthy description, but it's essentially like felt movement in your body. Movement that's like, it's not kind of just mindless movement that you're going around. It's about really trying to find where the emotions are stored in the body and allowing them to be released. So it's simple movement techniques that are really good for everyone. So it's not like jumping up and down and doing some weighted exercise or some banded exercise or a HIIT workout or something like that. It's more like, that's good too. But not in the middle of the day and you're like 5 minute movement breaks. This is like getting up and doing very simple twists, and you do the same movement over and over repetitively, very gently. And it's just essentially what you're trying to do is inhibit that stress cycle that's happening in the body. So back in the olden days, we always think of that thing of like the saber-toothed tiger. Saber-toothed tiger comes along, we get scared, we run away. And so we need that fight or flight response to escape. And then we get away from the tiger and we're like, whew, not feeling stressed. And we think it's because we got away from the tiger. And it is because we got away from the tiger, but it's actually the process of running to get away from the tiger that inhibits that stress cycle that runs in cyclically. So we need to have that end point. And in the olden days, that was very simple because it was like you got away, like you run, you get to the end. Mm. Now, because our stresses are these little tiny inputs like the emails and the deadlines and the bills and all of those things, we don't have that obvious end point. Like our mind knows it, but our body doesn't know it. So we need to do some kind of somatic movement to let our body let go. So one of the really simple ones, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, is just shaking. So shaking your body, shaking your hands, shaking your feet, shaking your shoulders for at least a minute is a really good way. Because you see animals do it, right? When dogs are stressed, when horses are stressed, they shake. And it's that shaking that's moving the adrenaline out of the body and moving the cortisol out of the body. So if you just shake for a few minutes every day, that's another really good way. So combining breath work, somatic movement, and then obviously some kind of a guided relaxation is a really nice thing to do in the middle of the day or at the end of the day, just to get everything back into that nice, calmer state. And that's going to make a massive difference to your weight and to your stress levels. And both of those things are going to help your heart.
Big time. And if you want to learn more about how you can reduce your anxiety levels, go click on one of our other videos where you can see our top tips to reduce anxiety. And also we got our top tips to improve your energy as well, which will also fund your metabolism and protect your heart. Okay, thanks so much for watching.